Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. Earlier in the show, we talked about Ryan Zimmerman's decision to forego the 2020 baseball season. He cites having three kids, a mom whose immune system is compromised. She has MS. And he just figures it's not worth it. The surprising one to me was that Joe Ross has also opted not to play for the Nationals in 2020. Zimmerman made it clear he's not retiring. He, I assume, plans to come back to the Nationals next season. He's just not going to play this season. So it begs the question, where do you think the Nationals stand right now? I was just looking at the depth chart. It's not overly impressive because now you don't have Anthony Rendon in the lineup. You're not going to have Zimmerman, who you could argue was a depth guy, but with a designated hitter full-time, this is what you're looking at. Behind the plate, you know, it's Suzuki and Gomes. That's unchanged. First base, it's Eric Thames. We met him. He was on the Brewers.
Very cool.
Big guy.
Cool,
he can hit a bunch of home runs for sure. He'll be a big bat in the lineup. Depth-wise, though, now you're looking at Howie Kendrick can play some first base. Maybe Cabrera can play some first base. Castro is slated to be the starting second baseman. Kind of the same guys that you'd expect to be depth guys. Cabrera, you know, Kendrick can play some second base, although, you know, he's not the best glove. You still have on the team Wilmer Defoe. Trey at short, that's a no-brainer. He'll be there every day. And then third base, you got Carter Kieboom. Again, with Cabrera, Kendrick, Defoe, those guys can fill in. And then your outfield's pretty much unchanged. So you've got Robles in center, Soto and Eaton on the corners. We knew it was going to be different without Rendon. Now you don't have Zimmerman's bat in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're not the lineup they were last year, no doubt. But at 60 games, I mean, Starlin Castro is a pretty good hitter. He's probably a career, I'm guessing, 270, 275 type of hitter. Mm-hmm. What if he gets hot? You know, he could get hot and hit 320. Actually, Castro's a career 280 hitter, so you'll take that. And then, you know, what if Turner gets hot early? What if Soto gets hot early? You know, they're expecting bigger things from Robles, although it's only 60 games.
There's no question about it, but you believe that the lineup, you believe it's not as good as last year,
Well, yeah,
right?
Because you're losing Rendon and you're losing Zim.
Yeah.
Of course. But my point is, over a 60-game stretch, it might not be that noticeable. I think you're also losing, you know, you mentioned the defensive ability of Zim versus the other guys. That could be a big loss because you saw Kendrick play first.
Well, also Rendon at third is ridiculous.
Right.
And that's
the
one thing about Kieboom is they say that he really struggles defensively. So I think
that's not something you want to hear about somebody who's playing third base.
Yeah,
that's not a positive.
But if Max, Strassi, and Corbin are what we think they are, all right, and we certainly saw that last year, if they continue that, then you might not be – you don't have to score as many runs.
Yeah.
Is the bullpen better? On paper it is. So maybe this is more of a pitching/defensive team and it is an offensive output team. So we'll see. I mean,
it's just such a weird season that I just like giving them a pass. It's kind of like, you know, the Caps, they won the Cup. You give them a pass. It's now it's 60 games. I mean, I don't even care what they do. I'm just along for the ride. Not going to get too worked up about it. Exact same mentality I had for the Caps after they won the Cup.
Free rolling.
This is free roll
city, baby.
Yep. They can do whatever they want. Not going to be upset. I don't blame Zim for trying to protect his family. I have no idea what's going on with Ross. He wasn't comfortable with it. I'm all good with it. No problems. Let's roll ball out there and see what happens.
And I've said this multiple times, and I could be totally wrong, but I just think it's human nature to have your mind on something else when you have COVID out there. Maybe some of these guys don't care and they don't take it serious, but obviously some do. And if you're not playing in front of fans, how much energy? Look, I know they're professionals, but they're only going to play 60 games. How much do they really, really care?
Well, I think the money thing, and you always talk about money, Jason.
And yeah. Well, that's why, you know.
I mean, that's a huge factor. And I remember GP, I was driving around, and he and Danny were talking about it, that he had John Heyman on, I think it was, who made that report. That I think something like 500 guys, if they play 60 games, will make like 100 grand. Like
or
right
less.
Around 100 grand.
Yeah.
Right? Like, okay, that's a lot of money. Blah, blah, blah. But it's not like what we think when you think of major league ball players, right?
Right.
And a guy like Zim, who's used to making $20 million a year, now they want him to go out there and play for half a million, you know, for 500. Not to say it's slave labor, but you know what I mean? It's way different than what you're used to.
With all of these other restrictions,
they got to go get tests all the time. There's no fans.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just a different game. Veteran just going, it's not worth it.
It's a different game. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
So I just wonder, and I'm not just isolating baseball here because I think the same for the NBA, and I think the same for the NHL. I just don't think the zeal is going to be there. The Todd.
Right.
Is going to be there
the
for all these professionals. Yep. I think a lot of them are going to go, like, let's just get this over with, get our paychecks, and then move on, and then hopefully the pandemic is gone for next year.
Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of it is about, like, the station in life where you are. Like, if this is Ryan Zimmerman 10 years ago, he's probably going to play. But this is Ryan Zimmerman, you know, toward the end of his career with young kids, you know, with a mom that he doesn't want to get exposed to the virus if he's exposed to it. He's banked a lot of cash. It's not worth it to him.
Juice not worth the squeeze. He could find a softball league to play in, hit bombs.
Right. He could go all Phil Mickelson.
I get that you're giving the team a pass. I understand that you're riding high, won the World Series.
I'm not worried about it.
However, it's great when you win and continue to win. And I don't know that I have the confidence level in this team. I mean, they may figure it out, and they still have the starting pitching, but that lineup is less than scary.
It is. We kind of knew
that. Average at best.
But we kind of knew that.
They have a
you lose guy, Rendon, you're going to lose a big bat. I mean, that's a guy who hits 330 and a bunch of bombs and RBIs.
You also thought that losing Bryce was going to be devastating, and they won a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Maybe Keboom has a good 60 games. Who knows? No, he's not going to be Rendon, but maybe he hits 280.
Not going to be Rendon with the glove, but yeah,
maybe he hits 265 with some pops. I mean, you'll take that.
No question about it. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And the playoffs, though, the playoff structure in Major League Baseball is the same, right? They didn't expand the playoffs like some of these other leagues.
No.
You know, the NHL basically – if you don't make the playoffs in the NHL, you're poopy.
You got the three division winners and the two wild cards, correct. But the schedule is huge.
Yeah.
That's the big change.
Yeah, and, you know, we keep hearing that the Phillies are going to be better and the Mets are going to be better. I mean, remains to be seen. But, you know, the Nationals got in as a wild card team. I'd like them to at least make the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. You want more baseball to watch. You want more intrigue.
But, I mean, you're just guessing at this point. I mean, it's an educated guess, but you're just guessing. You know, I just think everything is up in the air for everyone.
Do we know when they're going to start their spring training part two?
I think.
Because the season is
thought it was July
10th. I thought it was July 1.
Okay.
Is it July 10?
Yeah.
I mean, the season is just weeks away.
I saw video of one of the guys. I didn't even bother to take the names. He was in a stadium, and he looked like he was taking BP. Did you see that? It was one of these power hitter donks. I don't know who it was, but he was hitting bombs, Kay.
Just smashing it.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a spring training park, so it was like the big league park. but I don't know who it was. Yeah, it's going to be so wild because just like golf, there's, you know, the coronavirus is everywhere. Tens and tens of millions have it. So guys are going to pop and then be out, and there's going to have to be a ton of, you know, so who knows what's going to happen? You know, we could lose Max for four starts, you know, because he gets the sniffles. I mean, you don't know. Anything could happen, Cakes. It's going to be wild. There's going to be a ton of guys. I mean, think about it. On the PGA Tour, they have, 150 guys, and they've had, six or seven, including caddies, that have tested positive so far. That's actually a fairly low percentage, not that bad. But with baseball, what do they got, 30? Just say roughly 30 times 30. I mean, what is that, 900 guys? I mean, there's going to be – you're going to have to keep it in perspective. There's going to probably be 100 guys that test positive.
I was going to say 1% to 3%.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to be a bunch. You know, especially if you get a super spreader. You get a super spreader on the team, and he gets 20 guys, you know, in the locker room one day.
The numbers I'm more worried about are the over-under numbers. Season-long sweat bets. Jason, we need to get on that immediately.
Let's go to JJ.
Again, we got time.
Let's go to JJ in Annandale.
Let's see how many guys bow out because of COVID.
Yeah, he wants to chime in on the Nationals. What's up, JJ?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I think, listen, with those three starting pitchers right there, you're going to be competitive in all those games. I mean, yes, they'll throw a stinker every once in a while, but for the most part, I mean, you could arguably say that those three are the best starting three kind of in a long time in the major leagues with Stras, you know, and the guys. You'll be competitive every step along the way with those guys.
They could pop too, though. If Stras and, say, Corbin pop, you know, I'll tell you what. There's very little you can do, I think, to prevent getting the virus because it's everywhere. But I'd have those guys in astronaut suits like they were going to Mars when they're not pitching. You know what I mean? I'd have them in complete astronaut suits and give them space food and just roll them out to the mound every fifth day and just eliminate contact. That's what I would do with my starting pitchers. The other guys, we can handle losing them. But I especially think in a short season like this, we can't afford to lose those studs.
If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, Drab found the story about who they've dubbed the horniest man alive because he ranked 370 porn stars.
Pete Medhurst?
we got to get Pete involved. Maybe he can give us his top five at least.
370 is a lot.
Could you rank 370 of anything?
No. Maybe.
It'd be very difficult.
Maybe different sugared cereals or something. I don't know.
You'd be hard-pressed to come up with 370.
I feel like Cakes did a list of over 100 like ways that you weren't going to die, right?
Ways that I would not want to die.
I could rank a list of 370 of things that annoy me, yes.
Right. Yeah, you could.
And I could probably do 1,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a
lot
of
porn stars.
Yeah, go
to EB Hates, the Twitter account.
Yeah.
Got to be more than 370 entries on that
thing. Got to be.
Yeah.
Did you guys see his list?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing, like, I'm not familiar with all the names. Like, number one,
I don't really know porno chicks, believe it or not.
Nobody believes that, Eric.
Mia Malkova.
I don't.
Is his number one. And, like, a lot of the old schoolers, like, I was trying to find where people that we've had in studio. We've had some heavy hitters in studio.
Sure.
Some legends in studio. Like, we had Nina Hartley in studio. We've had Jenna right. Jameson in
so
studio.
So long ago.
Right. Who's the one with all the tats? It starts with a J. Janine.
We had the old iconic. We had the one that Evan Seinfeld was married to. What was her name?
Tara Patrick.
Tara Patrick. I mean, we've had the most iconic porno chicks, but that was a different era. Nobody right. knows the ones out there now.
Yeah, I was looking at the list.
Any chick with a webcam.
I think I saw Tara Patrick. She was ranked 365.
Wow. All right, hey, you bring up a good point. So let's go through here and let's see if they've been on the show or not. All right. So
you got to go deep down the list.
I know,
because
I'm looking at the top 16.
Number 17 in studio.
Asa Akira, we did have. All right. In studio. All right. But I'm going.
I feel like we maybe had Julia Ann, but I'm not sure.
You've had Nikki Benz in studio.
I don't remember her,
but I'll believe you if you say that. But, I mean, that's so far, I've seen one out of 48.
Well, keep in mind, this is a terrible list. This is his list.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we have had Nina Hartley.
We have had Jesse Jane on the show.
Yes. But that's not the one that's married to Eric Decker.
No.
Right?
Eric Decker's wife is not a
porn star.
Porn star.
But her name is that, isn't it?
She's a singer.
I know her. She's Jesse James.
Oh, James. Yeah.
Not Jesse yeah. James.
You're very close. You act like that's a stretch. It's a buck yeah. close. I think she also posts very thirsty pics.
I'm sure she does.
Eric Decker's wife.
So, yeah, Nina Hartley came in at 53. By the way, we had her on when she was already over the hill.
Oh, yeah.
She's still going at it?
Which one?
No way.
Nina Hartley, who I think
she's a lifer, dude.
She's still performing? She came in with her wife, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Wife looked like Lurch's grandma on her deathbed.
Oh,
that's nice.
Well, I mean, I mean, but that's what the wife looked like.
My grandmother's been gone for 4 years, and you're killing her. Killing her in her grave.
Lisa Ann. We've had Lisa Ann.
I'm going through about the same pace you are, Valdez.
Eric, you don't think that porn, I mean, there's so many famous porn stars right now.
I don't know them.
Maybe you don't know them, but yeah. Some of them are, I mean.
Like who?
I mean, well, I like that Abella Danger star.
Who?
The Abella Danger girl is, she's number three on this list.
I've never heard of her. She's massively popular.
Very popular. Barstool talks about her all the time.
I just don't know her.
Well, I know, because your head isn't, you're just going to business. You're not paying attention.
Right. No, I
you're
don't
just going
watch.
To the whistle.
Right.
No, that's not true at all. I mean, you can't say that.
Watch, you would know who these girls are.
That's not true, because I don't watch that stuff. I watch it when some guy stuffs the camera under his clothes and the girl didn't even know she's being videoed.
Yeah, he likes the, he likes
that's
the
creepy. That's a creepy subgenre. Yeah,
he likes the around the way girls.
I know. I don't watch that. You're watching like the famous girls on Pornhub.
I just know who these girls are. I mean, Nicole Aniston, super famous. More famous than Jennifer Aniston at this point.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. Give me a break.
But I wouldn't know him either. I mean, I go to the, you know, the girl that's hitchhiking and they pick her up.
I do know number 219. I do know 219, Dana Vespoli.
How do you know her? That seems random.
Is that the dumb rapper that I hate?
No, I just know her.
Good
I'm
point,
telling
Jason.
You who I know.
Can we get Pete Medhurst on the line?
He's his thing's up if he wants to chime in.
Is Sika your number one all time? Let's hear the Sika. Pete Medhurst.
I mean, she's from
time.
Like 1979.
I know, but that he
his list is all
up.
Old.
It's okay.
I don't think he could say new girls or his wife would be bitter. So he just says old girls.
Pete,
is he there?
Pete's may not be. Pitching, he may not be there.
He's pitching softballs to his daughter. Yeah, they're in the backyard.
So who's the top five that we've had?
I recognize number 129. Katie Morgan.
Yeah, I think she's been on the show. She used to host one of those HBO like sex shows
at
night.
Night calls.
I don't know if it was night calls, but
where's Julie Ashton on the list? She was definitely one of the night calls.
Oh, Jason got sized for Julie Ashton. Sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. I just remembered.
Hold on, Julie Ashton. Was she? So she was one of the co-hosts from Night Calls, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I mean, so. Look,
that,
I'm not,
that show. That used
this
to
list is a
up,
joke. Jenna Jameson's 322, isn't she?
It's. I think like, there's a lot of recency effect.
The most popular of all time.
Jenna Jameson's probably 45 years old.
Yeah, in her heyday, though, she was a top 10 silly.
The guy who made this list is probably 20.
Right. Yeah, he's probably 18.
I mean, if they did this list, you know, 20 years ago, Jenna Jameson would be like number two.
Yeah, one or
you guys got to update your file. You're speaking to 60-year-olds.
Well, what do you want to tell you?
Well, I mean,
I can't just
raise my hand. What do you raise my hand. I recognize some of these names.
Of course you do.
Everyone knows.
I don't go to the wacky subgenres that EB goes to. He goes to the Google. I go to the Hub. And the Hub has plenty of these.
Yeah.
Riley Reid, everyone knows her.
Yes.
Let me see. I'm going to Google her name.
You don't remember Jimmy Garoppolo's girl's name. I just saw
her
name.
She had a giant rack. I remember that about her.
It was like Kiara something.
Though. Yeah, she comes in at 322, I believe. Kiara Mia? 332.
All right,
Jimmy
I just
G can do so much better.
Riley Reid and an XXX. Just so I can
NSFW.
Yeah. But I hope the kids don't walk outside now.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I gotta turn it off quick. Honestly, she looks like any other sort of like 19-year-old girl. I have no idea.
She's probably like 35 now.
Is that right?
Been around a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, God bless the guy for ranking all the Gina Gerson. Isn't that sounds like the girl that Jason was pissed off at?
Decimated.
Yeah. What was her name?
Gina Gershon. So she
so this
took
one's
the
Gina
H
Gerson. She took the H out.
Right. Yeah. Different. Yeah.
Is it 139 is the girl that Brett booked for Sup Dogs, Maddie O'Reilly. She had the big butt.
Yeah,
that
I don't
you
know.
Didn't, you didn't get size for?
Oh, did I say it was outrageous?
I don't know. I think you just said she was butt
I think
ugly.
Hey, Valdez, can you I don't know if you can pull this. Can you pull the audio from our Gina Gershon interview where I said decimate it? And she said decimate it? She had no idea what I was talking about.
She had no clue. By the way, I believe Brett also book number 44, Carter Cruz, to spin tunes? Like a Doggy Jams?
Yeah, that's a pirate. An ECU alum, I think.
She has ECU ties.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she graduated.
I mean, who cares? I mean...
What, Drabby?
Do you know that Barack Obama follows number 9 on the list?
He does?
Sarah J?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Not surprised.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. You just made my day.
And she is...
What's her deal?
Oh. She is Hank Haney.
Google.
Is she like from Chicago
Google
or something?
Her.
No,
Google
no.
her.
Google
like,
her.
What's the deal?
I want to see her react.
Brothers,
how do you know
brothers
that?
Get sized, though, for Sarah J. They perk up in the morning.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. How do you know that Barack follows her?
Because I saw a linked article to it, and I've heard people talk about it.
Oh, look, as soon as I type it in, the first thing that comes up is Barack Obama. That's hilarious. This is 3 days ago. Meet Sarah J, the porn star, followed by Barack. Oh, you know how bitter
his
wife
pretty.
Is.
No, she's hideous.
She's old.
It looks like she's been through the ringer.
That one, the redheaded girl?
It's like she's always
with the curly hair.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Check out the Hangouts real quick. Don't say anything
in there. All right. You're going to say something trifling in there.
No, it's 100% true, too.
Really? All right,
that's a show.
Yeah.
Well, don't say anything.
Not saying anything. I'm just doing a lot of
look at that. And by the way, I'm not surprised.
Well, I kind of am.
Are you? I'm not.
Do you guys
that's very surprising.
Do you guys want to talk to AWOD? I think he has a problem with the list. He's all fired up.
He would probably know, right? He probably knows all these young girls.
Yeah, he does.
That girl's heinous.
What's up, AWOD?
Got weird tattoos.
What's
too.
Up, guys? You guys are underhyped. This is the greatest list of all time. The fact that this man took the time to write down 370 names that is now accessible for every man in America to Google or find the videos that they are looking for. This is the greatest list of all time.
Could you make a
list?
Could
you make a list
guys?
Of 370 of anything?
Oh, no. I mean, I could make my own list that's probably just as good as this. But the thing is this list is now perfect. For guys like me. Baseball season's coming back soon. I'm going to knock it out of the park to every name on this list before then.
I believe him. He can do it. If there's one man on the planet that can do it, it's AWOD.
Jason doesn't
Who's
like
your
his,
personal
his
top
energy.
Five? We didn't get,
know,
we didn't get
so
Pete's
annoying.
Top five. Who's your personal top five?
Ooh, okay. Number 13 on the list, Elsa Jean definitely makes my list. I'm super into skinny girls, blonde hair. I get butt-sized.
Things he can't get.
Going down the list here. Kimmy Granger. Kimmy Granger is like a, like, she looks kind of like a normal girl, super sexy, though, when she takes her clothes off. and she does, like, a real estate porn. I'm butt-sized for that.
No, hold on, you're into real estate porn?
Where they're showing the house.
She's a classic with tattoos on her
arm. Are you
into
the fake taxi?
I go in and out of fake taxi. It's not the best.
Right.
Fake taxi UK better than fake taxi America.
Is that true?
I only thought there was a UK one.
Go ahead.
Holly
go
Rose ahead. Is number 74, is number four on my list. She has these tattoos of like a bow tie on the back of her thigh. And is the sexiest tattoo ever. And then rounding out my top five is number 77, Jill Cassidy. She's like a really tan, hot brunette girl.
Hmm.
But the only name that this list does seem to be missing.
Thank you.
Finger slip.
Nice. Yeah, my bad.
Very much. He's a terrible Mr. Skin.
Thank you very much.
He's a very low rat, Mr. Skin.
Poor guy. He had some good energy, though.
I believe Awad. We didn't give him time. I saw that he tweeted. I think he's got a shift on Friday.
He does.
He does. 6 to 9.
All right. 6 to 9 at Friday, 9 in the morning.
Friday for July 4th weekend. Two people will listen to that.
Hey, go to Dallas on line one real quick.
That's your boy.
Yeah. He wants to chime in. He loves porn.
Oh, yeah.
Good intro.
Dallas is the guy that went viral, right? When he something happened. Did you get like fired at Target and like unfairly or something? I can't remember.
Yeah. They gave me the can at Target, unfortunately. Did you get cash
out of that, Dallas? I can't remember.
Yeah. I got some cash from it. Yes,
you got paid.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
But
all right. But
Drab is right. Brothers do get sized for Sarah J. I don't know what it is, but I know a lot. I remember the first scene I ever saw was the Sarah J scene, and I've been hooked ever since.
Really?
She just got a big, thick body.
She's got is that what it is?
Yeah. Plump butt.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
but it's awesome.
As Lurch likes to say, she has a wonderful looking tushy, as Lurch would love to say.
And is she one of those that crosses over, and so she'll do a lot of scenes with brothers and that kind of thing? Is that why they get sized?
Yeah. Yeah, she does a lot of scenes.
She works very hard.
She's
out there grinding. She's out there grinding.
Right.
She's got weird teeth too.
Right.
Yeah, she does. She got like a horse mouth, but it's okay.
Yeah, people get sized. They don't care.
You embrace the imperfections.
Yeah, as long as you just see the lower half, I'm fine. All the other stuff, I don't care about.
We've long said face overrated.
I mean, we did a whole contest where chicks had to have a bag all covering their head.
No, we didn't, JP.
Happened. What are you talking about?
I deny that.
All right. Thank you, Dallas.
Thank you, buddy. Oh, so I get it. So she's a girl that's made a kind of a career out of, she's going that way.
Crossing the lines, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't even know what you can say anymore. I'm scared to say anything.
I know.
Just keeping my mouth shut. I like my job.
Uh-huh. That's right. So.
All right, coming up next, our pal Gums, Chris Gumiella, who is,
what is
the...
It?
Chris Gums, Jamie's
Gums.
Cousin.
Chris Gumiella is the VP of Brand of National Marketing at MGM National Harbor. He'll join us to give us the latest as to what's going on at Cakes' Home Away From Home next here on The Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up a little bit later, Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe will join us as we talk about Cam Newton joining the New England Patriots. But right now, it's our pal Chris Scumiella, VP of Brand of National Market at MGM National Harbor. What's up, Gums?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Gums, what's up, buddy? How are you?
How have the last few months been for you?
They've been pretty crazy, pretty wild, but we're back in action now, and I'm ready to see you guys hopefully coming through pretty soon.
I was there yesterday. I was one of the first people that that breached the inner sanctum when you guys opened the doors at 6 a.m. Now, I wasn't there at 6. I was there at around 11:15, but I took a walk around. I took a few laps. I saw the new safety measures and protocols in place. I saw a hand-washing station on the floor, like where I guess – a bank of slot machines used to be. I've seen a lot more hand sanitizer stations. You can talk more in depth about the latest safety protocols there at MGM.
Yeah, we through the months leading up to our reopening, worked with consultants in the health industry and individuals from the CDC to really identify what would allow us to reopen safely, both for our employees and our guests. You nailed a couple of them. We've got a hand washing station, contactless in the middle of the floor. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. The biggest thing that we've identified as a company is masks are required for all guests and employees. So that's something that is a big topic of discussion around the country right now, and we wanted to make sure that we were doing everything safely for everybody that's going to be here. So on the table games, you'll see plexiglass. I'm sure you noticed that.
Yep.
And slot machines, every one or so is off to affect social distancing. And just signage. We want everybody to be aware that health and safety is our top priority for our guests and our employees. So while we're still going to deliver the customer service that we always do, we want to make sure that guests understand what the expectations are and what we're doing to protect both them and our employees.
Gums, one of the signs that I saw, I think in one of the hallways near the elevator banks, was the contactless ordering. Like you can just go on your phone and order food. You don't have to even break out a card. What's that all about?
Yeah, so similar to what a lot of the restaurants around the country have done, we had an MGM To-Go app where, you know, if you're sitting down at a table game or if you just want to, you know, swing by a restaurant that we have and pick something up, you can schedule it. So you can go into the app, MGM To-Go. You can see what's open and what's available. You can place an order for pizza at ZZ's. You can get fried rice at Ginger. And we'll be able to provide that to you contactless so that even though you won't be dining with us in the restaurant, if you choose not to, you'll be able to still, you know, indulge in the food. A couple of other things that we've done because we really focused in on our digital opportunities was you can check into the hotel without even talking to somebody through our mobile app, the MGM Resorts mobile app, and you check in digitally, and then you use your phone to open your door. You can also reserve your spot in line at a restaurant or at Felt or Blossom, one of our lounges. And then you'll get a text message when your seat is ready. So really trying to disperse people across the line and diffuse any or across the property and diffuse any lines that might happen where they previously were, you know, something that we saw a lot of with the amount of people that we see here on property.
Chris, usually at a blackjack table, it's a 6-seat max. Did you decrease that?
Yeah, so blackjack, we're at 3.
Okay.
Roulette, we're at 4. We've got 8 at craps and 4 at baccarat as well.
Gotcha. Now, when's the poker room going to open?
We got a couple weeks for that, so we're working through, you know, Cakes, your boy Johnny Grooms and I were we're talking on the regular, and you probably saw him when you came through, but we're hoping to reopen in a couple weeks and then hoping to figure out, you know, really what that looks like. It's a very interactive game, you know, guests working with each other, playing with against each other, so we just want to make sure we get it right and that our customers and our employees feel safe. We'll open up likely with 7 spots at each table, so that'll still be a good game with liquidity and ability to, you know, to build on hands and the pot. So it's exciting. We're opening up slowly, and we're opening up in a way that we think is just going to be responsible, and making sure that we can get our employees back in a way that that everybody feels safe.
Did you mention earlier, I apologize if you did, about HVAC and that concern that people have? I'm sure that's something you guys have looked into.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that everybody says we're pumping oxygen to keep everybody awake, but the fact of the matter is that we have some of the best units because of the size of our property and our ability to also be, you know, smoke-free and make sure that we are, you know, addressing the clean air quality. So where we're at right now is the air turns over about every 5 minutes within the building, and that's front of house and back of house. So it's really high quality custom equipment that we use to make sure that a building of our size just is able to maintain those levels of sanitization from an airflow perspective. And it was something that we were doing prior. We've definitely enhanced it with the situation that we're in now.
Right.
But it's something that we definitely take pride in from a safety perspective.
We're joined by Chris Gumiello, VP of National Marketing at MGM National Harbor. Because the poker room was closed yesterday, after I did a lap inside, I did something I rarely do on the property. I went outside. Yes, I went outside and explored like the terrace area near TAP. You guys have a lot of great outdoor space. Is that something you're going to take advantage of now to, you know, keep social distancing, space some tables apart, and use that part of the property as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, we are more than just a casino. We are a resort for sure, and we take pride in that. So we've got a lot of public spaces that people can go and enjoy. They can come and take pictures. The plaza that you were out on, we've got a great digital screen, and it's just kind of environmental, right? It feels good when you walk out there. Frankly, in this work-from-home perspective, I've realized that I can take phone calls without being in front of my computer, so I go out there. And it's just a great space, man. And we have our conservatory where we address and change out the design. So we really take care of the property and make sure that there's opportunities other than just being in the casino. There's retail, hotel, bar opportunities, and then the outdoor spaces. So yeah, we definitely look forward to welcoming people back, opening up TAP and, you know, getting sports back and really engaging in that space because it is beautiful right on the water. Definitely something for everybody to come and see and chill out in.
By the way, I mean, you don't have control of this. It's the state of Maryland, but I know that even before you guys opened up, when Patrick took us on a tour, Jason and I took us on a tour, you guys have a space for an eventual sports book. Where does all stand? Where does this all stand right now in Maryland? I haven't really been following it.
Look, we are hopeful that there's going to be a vote. There will be a vote at the end of the year to allow it to move forward. And then I'll tell you that, you know, plans are definitely in motion here at the property to identify where we think that we'll be able to enable that sports betting experience. I mean, you know, we are a sports betting company, one of the first from having opportunities in Las Vegas as long as we have. We know how to do it. We know how to do it well. And in this market, I mean, you and I will be having plenty of conversations, or we will be having plenty of conversations about how to make sure that we ramp up quickly. But looking forward to the beginning of next year. And hopeful that everything goes the way that we think it will, and we'll be able to then you know, have some fun with what has become really an opportunity across the country.
So you have to say it the nice way and the PR way. Then it's next level, Cakes. It's next level casino with a sports book.
But you know what, Chippy? I'm glad you brought up next level. This is where I get selfish. Gums. I have to bring this up. I don't want to make it awkward, but I'm sorry. I need to graduate from the Sapphire card. I'm showing it.
He needs the black card.
I don't need black. I mean,
you're just embarrassed, aren't you, Cakes?
I don't need the top level. Like, how about gold? Let's go with gold, and then let's move from there. I mean, the Sapphire, I break it out of the Cakes Classic, and people, they mock me. They look, they point, and they mock, and they laugh.
Well, go for black. He'll hook you with black.
Cakes, you know what? You don't even need a card. It's just you. You just walk around and doors open. Isn't that how it goes?
Well, I wish that were the case, but I need
hands full, doors open, chips come your way. That's just how it is.
I would love to
see Gums. Like that.
Gums,
you may lucky not table all the time.
Gums, you may not have the answer for this. And again, this depends on what's going on with COVID and state regulations. But I think the week when you guys shut down, that was the week I was set to go to see Mike Tyson. When's Tyson coming back?
Look, our entertainment is our backbone, right? Like, that is who we are as a company, and that is whether it's in a restaurant, on the gaming floor, or in the theater with someone like Mike Tyson telling stories. So we're excited when the opportunity comes, but unfortunately, it's a slow burn. So yeah, we're going to take guidance from the CDC and you know, the government, from the state and federal perspective. And we'll work with our entertainers. You know, I talk with the entertainment team back in Vegas a lot, and you know, they're always on the phones. The entertainers are also looking to get back, but you know, they want to do it the same way we want to do it, which is safely. So a lot of opportunities. I think we took advantage of a lot of things digitally and you know, via kind of virtual things throughout the pandemic with our chefs and other things like that. But that's definitely going to be something that we're going to try and move the needle on when we feel that the timing is right. And it's just unfortunate in this environment that it's just not ready yet. And we'll be ready when the time comes. And, I mean, you know us. We'll get the headliners back, and we'll open up our suites, and we'll start to getting back to the entertainment that we all remember from prior to the pandemic.
All right, Gums, good stuff. I mean, Cakes has to go see Judas Priest. I want to go see Mike Tyson.
I know. These things got to make it happen.
You guys know who to call. I mean, you know, meet me at the lobby bar, and we'll figure some things out. But Cakes, I think I might have something in the back pocket for you if you want to go beyond that Sapphire card.
Perfect.
There you go.
Nice. Now you're speaking my language.
Now you're
Gums.
Talking, Chris.
Grease in the wheels, boys. Grease in the wheels.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate you guys. See you guys soon. Take care. Be safe.
That's Chris Gumbiellis, the VP of Brand of National Marketing at MGM National Harbor.
It's good to know important people.
That's right.
It's good to know high-ranking important people.
Remember, coming up
back over there.
Coming up at 9:20, Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe will join us, give us his take on Cam Newton signing with the New England Patriots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.